When it comes to theater, most kids dream of being on stage. But if you really want to find a job, you might want to set your sights backstage. One local theater company is training youth to do everything from painting scenery to running the soundboard. They're working on a show that opens this weekend at Seattle's Rainier Beach High School. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
A gaggle of teens crowds the stage at Rainier Beach High School's Performing Arts Center. They're inspecting spotlights attached to a long metal beam.
Wait, which one are you? Oh, you're 109. The other one was 110. My bad.
We're almost to our tech week, so we're looking at the lighting dimmers, and we're kind of just trying to figure out where the lights are patched into the dimmers.
Kathleen Lacoz is one of half a dozen theater technicians working with teens this month. It's part of a training project called Starfish. They teach skills, but they also talk up backstage theater careers.
We are desperately short of stagehands in Seattle.
That's Intimon Theater Artistic Director Jennifer Zile. 3 years ago, Zile got the idea to start a technical theater training program aimed specifically at high school students of color. It's part of Intimon's commitment to racial and gender equity, on stage and off.
Producers will call me and be like, who are the black lighting designers? And I'm like, well, we don't have any because we didn't make any. There aren't enough people of color who know about careers in technical theater at a young enough age to be able to make the choice to follow that path.
Zile piloted Starfish last spring at Seattle's Franklin High School. She got support from the Western Washington Training Trust, an arm of the union that represents stagehands and other backstage theater artists. The trust pays union member trainers like Tariq Sahali and Megan Roach.
This is a soundboard. This is the soundboard that we will be replacing by the end of this program.
While Roach and Sahali puzzle over cables, a few students mill around the booth. Starfish participant Mateo Inklin is photographing everything.
I've been doing some camera work and I'm trying to learn some lighting and mainly focusing on audio.
Mateo's still in middle school at Orca K-8 in Columbia City. And that's where he heard about Starfish, from Orca head teacher Dante Felder. Felder's a writer and storyteller, and he directs the Columbia City Youth Theater Group. Felder says his young thespians need to learn all aspects of theater production.
We do not value the backstage as much. It's not you're not going to get all the ladies and men and the big bucks, but you can get a quality job.
Youth who complete Starfish training and are 18 years old automatically qualify for the union's fill-in hiring list, and that's a first step toward regular union membership. Starfish participant Mateo's a few years from 18, but he's already sold on technical theater.
You get to see the stage differently. You get to see it from above, and I think that's really cool. And also, the space that you're in is always really magical, and you can't see much, and you look down, and there's this sea of people looking at something that you're helping with, and it just feels really cool.
In Rainier Beach, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Spring is the season for high school musicals. They're presenting Fiddler on the Roof at Roosevelt High School. Catch The Wiz at Franklin. You won't find Broadway blockbusters this weekend at Rainier Beach High School. A new show, As Told by Us, is a collection of monologues, dance, and music created by the performers and based on stories from their communities.
A dozen teenagers slouch in squeaky wooden seats in a small auditorium at Rainier Beach High School. Dante Felder, a big man in a red ball cap, stands at the front of the room.
Who wants to volunteer before I start calling randomly?
18-year-old Messiah Fagerholm climbs on stage and launches into a story about unrequited love.
I might feel empty inside, but that emptiness turned into sadness, and that sadness did turn into hate, but it wasn't hate towards you, or even your new boyfriend, okay? I hated myself, all right? I hated myself because for 3 years, I didn't tell you exactly how I feel.
Any questions, folks?
Those snaps signal approval from Messiah's peers and from mentor Douglas Austin.
You took the notes. Good job. That was much better. That was a complete 180 from yesterday.
Welcome to a rehearsal of the Columbia City Youth Theater Group. Teens from around the city have spent the past few weeks writing monologues and songs. Teacher and writer Dante Felder leads the theater group, but he says their performance is completely youth-driven.
The students are responsible for writing and directing and producing the whole shebang. Our job is to coach and guide them and assist them in making quality decisions.
For Felder, this project is about more than a performance. It's about helping students give voice to their own experiences. Last year was the first time the theater group based a show on personal stories. 17-year-old Ari Rinsler was in that production.
And I feel like compared to a lot of school shows that I've seen and been in, it's different and like refreshing, I guess, just to see like more important and powerful statements and stuff like that being talked about.
This year, Ari is the project's youth director. He sits with the adult mentors in the auditorium, watching his peers run through their monologues.
My teacher looks at me. She tells me she's sorry. But in her eyes, I see it. My future.
Shayla Lockhart talks about what it feels like when a parent is locked up, how hard it is to focus on everyday stuff like schoolwork.
I now see a repeated cycle. Another little black girl who didn't make it out of the ghetto. She promises me I still have a chance. But you can see it in her face. A trail of violence, of drugs, of being used, of giving everything.
Shayla's story resonates with Dante Felder. As a writer and teacher who works with troubled youth and as a kid who once needed a teacher's empathy.
My first play ever wrote was when I was in fifth grade, and my special ed teacher pushed me and challenged me to write that play. And she said, Dante, write this play because you're a great storyteller. And I said, no, I'm not a great storyteller. And she said, write the play.
Felder wrote that play. He went on to earn an MFA in creative writing. And now he's helping other young people use theater to find their paths in life. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.